For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Part of Lawrence Skouvenek's duties as Texas Tech president is meeting and spending time with alumni. He travels inside Texas to visit some of the state's 47 chapters and outside Texas to some of the other 32 chapters across the U.S. Skouvenek says the value of the alumni can't be overstated. One alum's academic input is leading to the addition of an executive banking program in the Rawls College of Business Administration. Scott Duser, a former system regent and a prominent banker, was the genesis for the creation of a $10 million endowment for the program.
Why is the alumni important? It's the university. You don't cease to be a Red Raider once you graduate. I mean, that's it. They are part of the university. Who we are is because of them. You're a Red Raider forever. What alumni need to know is their continued input and involvement is terribly important. Their involvement can reveal itself in terms of programmatic changes, but also just in terms of support.
The university says there are nearly 225,000 living alums and that about 199,500 of those live in the U.S. across all 50 states. Of those, about 159,500 live in Texas. There are alums in 119 countries worldwide. Skouvenek says the Texas Tech Alumni Association is quite active. He recently traveled to Colorado and visited alums in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Fort Collins.
It's always impressive just to see how engaged those alumni want to be with the university, and they do remain fairly close to their local activities. They have game-watching parties. They get together every so often. They're very keen to know what's going on. What was different this year than in trips in the past is the dialogue that occurred after I would give my remarks, and quite a variance in opinions about what is good and what others think is not so good.
There is one topic that alums regularly raise.
The alumni are very interested in things like our growth. They see that as a sign of vitality. And because this 40,000 enrollment figure was raised in 2010, it still remains a part of their sort of standard of growth. And so we're 2,000 away with 2 years to go. It's going to be a challenge. We'll be very, very close. But it's interesting that it always comes up.
The university continues to add dimensions. Skouvenek said one alum told him she was gratified Tech had earned the Hispanic Serving Institution status.
One lady said to me how proud she was that we were so more inclusive. She was proud of her HSI status. She was a Caucasian. She wasn't Hispanic. And she said, I remember I was raised in West Texas, and when Hispanic students would speak Spanish, sometimes they would wash their mouth out with soap. And she said, I just think it's wonderful that we've progressed beyond that kind of behavior.
Many alums aren't aware of the university's efforts to grow its archival materials holding, including the James Sowell Family Collection in Literature, Community, and the Natural World. Skouvenek tells them Tech's foundational values remain, but that the school should always have an eye to keeping apace.
If you were on campus, you'd realize that there are certain core values that are just as present today as they were when you were there. At the same time, it's changed. That's one of the wonderful things about the university. Tech still retains elements of our history that distinguish the Tech education, but we're adapting to the different world we live in.
Skouvenek says that as he prepares his State of the University address, he'll pull stories alums have shared with him. One will be from a Colorado Springs man who told him he settled on Tech's civil engineering program because the chairman of Tech's department was waiting for him and walked him around campus.
I'm preparing for my State of the University address this year. There'll be no PowerPoint, but I'm going to relate individual stories of what people do that make a difference.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.